Lawyers representing the alleged Waffle House shooter could be considering an insanity plea. A Nashville judge has granted defense attorneys' requests to submit Travis Reinking to a mental evaluation, but as WPLN's Julieta Martinelli reports, insanity would be a hard defense to mount.
Succeeding with an insanity plea takes a lot more than proving a defendant is mentally ill. In Tennessee, it starts with a diagnosis, either for a disorder like paranoid schizophrenia or a mental defect like a tumor which might affect a person's actions. David Raven is a criminal defense attorney who's tried several insanity cases. He says the next question is whether that illness impeded the person's ability to appreciate that their actions were wrong.
Appreciation is a little more subtle than knowing the difference between right and wrong. A person could be pushed off a building, and I would know that gravity would take over, but I might not be able to appreciate that the person would die as a result.
Finally, Raven says the defense must be able to prove their client believed their behavior was legal or warranted at the time of the crime. Even if Reinking's lawyers decide to go down that route, and if they're able to convince a jury, Reinking would still be locked up. He'd be committed to a mental health hospital. Then only a judge would be able to release him down the road, if ever. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Julieta Martinelli.